We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Yud Gimel, the middle of the page, the paragraph that begins with Ve'od Gdola. We had just begun discussing this concept of fear, and the Magen Midubna had explained that fear is an indication of intelligence. The more intelligent a person is, the more he realizes what he has to be careful from, what are the potential hazards and potential dangers. And fear is a reflection of understanding. A fool doesn't understand the dangers, and therefore he moves forward with confidence, although there is danger present, whereas the intelligent person knows how to evaluate the dangers that lie ahead. And the intelligent person also doesn't comfort himself with the fact that the danger is far off, but rather he realizes that time is a passing, fleeting thing, and a danger that's far off is just as dangerous as one that's standing before us, and he takes care even before the danger is standing before him. And the way wise men work is even better than that, that even if you have something that doesn't consistently invoke harm, it doesn't always harm a person, but sometimes it does, like driving without a seatbelt. You know, that people don't always get into accidents, it just happens every so often. Nonetheless, a wise person is careful from things like that and that which is similar to it, as we will expand on in the chapters that are still coming. And I want you to know, he says, even if a lad perfects his ways, and he attains the gates of fear the way we've explained until now, that he knows how to be cautious and he knows how to be concerned and take care, he has not yet been exposed to the true light of yir'ah, which he still has to define, what we might call fear. But if you start at least with the basic fear that intelligent people have, then you're already advancing towards true yir'ah. He hasn't yet explained what true yir'ah is. And the wisest man, peace be upon him, he explained this with a complete paragraph. He said the following in Proverbs, in Mishlei, King Solomon said, my son, if you take my teachings and my guidance and you hold on to it, to listen to wisdom and to take heed of understanding, you call out to understanding, you speak to wisdom, to understanding, and seek it like silver, and search after it like jewels. If you listen to what I've taught you, and you seek out wisdom as though it were the most precious thing, then you will come to an understanding of the fear of God, and you will find the knowledge of God. And that's a pretty powerful statement. And if you look at Chazal in Pirkei Avos, you find the exact opposite. Chazal said, if fear of sin precedes wisdom, then the wisdom will last. King Solomon seemed to say, aspire for wisdom, and you will attain fear, the proper fear. The Mishnah seems to say, if you have fear, then you will attain wisdom, which comes first. And what King Solomon says, if you really seek out wisdom, you will understand the fear of God, and you will find the knowledge of God. Who has the knowledge of God? What does that mean? Da'at Elokim, the knowledge of God. Who's found that? So the Magen Midubna begins with questions about yirah, and he's going to explain. But I want you to know, he says, Kishnei sugei yir'a yesh. There are two types of fear. Echad hayarei dvar Hashem, misibat yediato ki hu yitbarach, rak lo levad hakoach vagibura legadel ulchazek ulale ulramim. The first type of fear is one who fears the word of God because he realizes who God is and realizes that he alone has the power to uplift, to strengthen, to elevate, to exalt, ulaorid, ulashpil, and to put down, and to derida uviyado nefesh kol chay lamit ulachiyot. And God has the control of giving life, of giving death. Uvocher al yedechen b'torah v'mitzvot. So a person who recognizes that, he says, okay, so I'm choosing the way of Torah and mitzvot. Liknot atov amsubav mimena. He says, if I lead this life, okay, so good will come of it. I want that good. Monet atom averot. He prevents himself from sins, lanusulim, let me know nashim, because he wants to avoid the punishments. So that's type 1. Fear of God, type A. Omnam ha'ira ha'nivcherati, but the chosen type of fear is ki mora'o yitbarach alav yirat ha'ma'ala. When one can attain the fear of the Blessed One because he has awe. He has such tremendous respect that his fear stems from that. Lesibat asagato veruach mevinato ya'aneu. It's because he starts having a perception and understanding of what it means that he's standing before God. Ki Hashem Elokim u'elyon nora hod. With the realization of how awesome God is. Yitkas b'tzifa busha. A person, so to speak, encloaks himself with shame. Lavo b'nikrat atzurim mipnei adar geono. And he goes into a slight crevice and he feels like a worm. He barely feels like he has a right to say anything when he is looking at God's glory. The same way we are respectful when we stand in front of someone who is a giant in Torah and wisdom, that is well known in his fame and his praise. We have such awe, we tremble to go before him. And that's fear. That stems not from a fear of punishment. I'm not scared he's going to beat me up. But I have such a tremendous respect that it comes to the point of fear. Because of how I value what's in him, utilotav ha'atzumot, and the great praise that he has. As Nachmanides explained the verse that describes God as nora te'ilot, klomar, He is awesome because of all the praise that befits him. And as Moshe tells them, God wants to talk to you so you can have a slight perception. You have to understand on some level who God is, and then you will have fear. You won't sin the rest of your lives if you have a perception of God. The Talmud says that's what's called shame. You start realizing who we're standing before. What he's saying is, it's not that God says, I want you to have awe and this way you won't sin. But even if you knew that you weren't going to sin, and even if you knew that you weren't going to get punished, nonetheless, one should be fearful of God, not because of the punishment and because of the sin, but because of the great distance between us and Him. So he says there are two types of yira. He's in the middle of a thought, and we'll pick up here b'zachim next time.